Lovecraft, it was an amazingly good writer. I kind of have a love-hate relationship with Lovecraft. When I was a young man, I was interested in reading some of his books. I read some of his stuff, and I fell in love with his prose. The man himself was warped. His own personal story, I think, largely explains why he wrote what he wrote. In brief, his father was some sort of a traveling salesman and married Miss Phillips. So Mr. Lovecraft married Miss Phillips, hence the Howard Phillips Lovecraft. And the HP is actually his maternal, his mother's surname, his mother's maiden name, I should say. This traveling salesman married the scion of a well-to-do Rhode Island family, and apparently the man wasn't the most faithful of husbands, since he ultimately ended up dying in an insane asylum, the insanity being brought on by untreated syphilis. So he was probably not exactly faithful when he was on his many sales trips as a traveling salesman. And this is a cause, of course, of great unhappiness, because the man died when Lovecraft was a child. And he was the only child. The woman saw the husband in him. Now, apparently she didn't know the cause, the real cause of her husband's death. She didn't realize what syphilis was and what it had to have been caused by. So she still had some regard for the father, who apparently sort of looked like the boy. And she would dress him in his dead father's clothes and things like that. There was something morose. She feared going outside of the house very much. They had moved to live in her own home that she had grown up in. And H.P. Lovecraft's grandfather, his maternal grandfather, became sort of a father figure for him. And the grandfather regaled the boy with gothic horror stories. So he got that interest early on. But what is more to the point here is that poor Mrs. Lovecraft, Miss Phillips, lost her own mind, and she ended up dying in an insane asylum when Lovecraft himself was 31 years old. It's a very sad story. He had lots of personal tragedies, and was a rather bizarre, withdrawn person. He had a serious fear of the beyond. He was definitely, they say now, xenophobic. He was a bit of a racist, as might be suggested by his poem, The Creation of Niggers. He was a very, very, in that respect, he was kind of a man of his age and of his social status, because he came from a rather degenerated sort of New England aristocracy. They had fallen on hard times. His maternal family had fallen on hard times. Eventually, they lost their fortune, and he had to live in sort of a ramshackle place that was stuffed with lots of memories of his well-to-do upbringing. So a lot of his stories have to do with rich people who have fallen on hard times. I think he becomes very autobiographical. But what does this have to do with good and evil? Well, his mom was a Baptist, and his maternal family were Baptists. I have no idea what his father's religion, if any, was. But he was in New England, and of course he would have been surrounded by Puritans. And a lot of his characters are Puritans. They are either serious Puritans who believe, you know, the Calvinist Congregationalist religion of New England, or they're degenerated ones, seriously, very warped people who become, you know, worshippers of demons and who let in the so-called elder ones into our dimension by worshiping them as devils. He had something of an obsession with the Puritans. Now, this is so imagine now, just imagine if you were a Puritan. Now, what the Puritans had almost a Manichaean worldview. Now, they certainly didn't give the devil equal power to God, but for them, creation wasn't good like it is for Catholics. Okay, keep in mind, these people didn't drink. These people did not have music except perhaps some kind of music that was done in church. If you research indigenous folk music, indigenous, I don't mean the Native Americans, the Indians, but indigenous folk music of the different cultures in the United States, the different American peoples. So you have a culture of the Appalachians, which is quite unique. They have their own food. They have their own way of speaking English. They have their own customs. They have their own music, and it's actually very fun. You go to the American South, you have food, culture, you have music, you have merriment, you have mirth. You have some version of that everywhere. You go to the Dutch who settled around New York. You have something similar. There are various cultures which settled in different places of the United States.